Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Johan Kruger, Communications Manager at the South African Post Office. Johan, a very good afternoon to you.
Thank you, yeah.
And Johan, thank you so much for chatting to us and to our listeners. So essentially what it is today is we want to talk about the post office. And, you know, what is the current state? Let's kick off of the post office post-COVID.
You know, COVID changed the post office's business model quite a lot because we all knew that there was going to be a great move to electronic mail away from letters. It's a worldwide phenomenon. But COVID obviously accelerated that very much because for the first few months of the COVID restrictions, the post office was not allowed to conduct any business apart from SASSA grants, paying SASSA grants, and only because that was classified as an essential service. So it had a big effect on our revenue, and we've had to change our goals quite significantly and quite quickly.
I can understand. I mean, I see that 144 branches have now also been closed. So, I mean, why are the actual branches being closed? Is this part of the future as well, the modernization?
You know, we are rebalancing our network in cities. A few years ago, there was a requirement that we had to have a post office for every 10,000 citizens.
Right.
Every 10,000 adults. That would be too many. It's now been revised, and that means that we are merging the unprofitable branches with the ones that do make a profit. And the other thing is, at the moment, the post office does not get financials from government. We are self-funding, which means we have to look after our expenses. So, you know, we are also moving away from the really expensive rentals to more affordable ones.
Absolutely. And I mean, if you look at your revenue models, I mean, does postal services, I mean, is that still a mainstream sort of revenue item?
It still is the biggest source of revenue. You know, even today, we still deliver roughly 1 million items every workday, and we still have 1,200 branches. You know, what I didn't say just now is that no branches in rural areas are marked for closure or for merging. It's the ones that are within 5 kilometers of each other that we look at with a view to merging them.
Okay, I understand. And what are the biggest challenges, would you say, now that the post office is facing going forward?
The biggest challenge is really changing into service provider that remains relevant. You know, one of the biggest success stories in the post office has been the renewal of car licenses at our branches. In the last financial year, we renewed roughly 4.5 million car licenses at our branches. And I've got to point out that we don't offer the service in the Western Cape. That's because we've got agreements with each provincial Department of Transport. It's not a national thing. And even so, it's really popular. And I think it is because there's a lot of competition there. But if you go to a post office, whatever that you pay the amount that's written on the renewal notice, and you leave with your license. So there's no need to come back later to collect it.
I must admit, in that regard, I've been using the post office for renewal, you know, for the car licenses, and I must admit, I have found my own personal frustrations have been the long queues and often system offline, and why has the post office been sort of so? It's the problems with technology. I mean, have you guys addressed it? Is this something going forward that will change?
We are addressing it. It will change going forward. It's our ongoing process, you know, because we've got revenue constraints. We are not where we want to be, but we are working on getting there. Look, and also in terms of modernizing the service, we've now launched the online renewals for car licenses. It came online at the end of January this year. And when I looked this morning, just over 40,000 licenses had been renewed using that service. So I think we can call it a success as well.
Absolutely. And just sort of quickly, Johan, how does it work? So you can go online, and then how would it work? You complete the application, you'd make your payment, and then?
And then we renew the license in the background, and you can choose whether you want to collect that license from a post office. Then there's absolutely no cost extra, or we can deliver it to your door at 75 Rand.
Johan, and if there are outstanding fines, because I know that's always been one of my issues over the years.
But then the native system will block the renewal, which means we're going to have to email you and say, please pay these fines and let us know when you've done so, so that we can renew it. Because we are only an end user of the native system. You know, we can't jump any blocks there. If there's an outstanding fine and it blocks the renewal, then that's that.
And
from our point of view.
No, absolutely. I totally get that. And the post office's view going forward with competition, you know, the Postnets of the world and things, what is the post office planning to do to sort of get that positive user experience again?
We're working really, really hard on improving our customer service. You know, we've got a recognition program for employees countrywide. And I have to say, we are seeing more compliments coming in, so I think that is working. And what we do is, if an employee gets a compliment, then we make sure that the supervisor and the area manager knows about it. We put them on our internal intranet so that it encourages them and it inspires others to do the same. As far as competition is concerned, you know, that's a fact of life. There is nothing today that's without competition. There are lots of companies that offer car license renewals. We have to offer something unique, and our advantage is zero cost and the fact that you leave with a license after you've paid and that you do not have to come back. In terms of ordinary mail, our advantage is, again, cost. We are cheaper than couriers, but every courier company is competition for the post office there.
No, and what about post boxes? That's something that I made a note of that I wanted to ask you. I mean, is the regular post in post boxes, does that still exist?
They still exist. Yes, they still exist. But we see that the demand for them is dropping in line with a decline in volumes of letters.
Well, I mean, I personally haven't seen letters around at all. And It's actually quite sad. And I must admit, I really hope that the post office becomes that strong entity again. And, and we all get that positive feeling going into a post office. And you know, the systems from the customer service, I would love it to go back to what it used to be, where it was such an efficient place to go to, you know. And I suppose the post office is going through a revamp, the modernization. And is there anything that perhaps you would like to say to our listeners to sort of just give them a bit of hope about the post office?
You know, I work for the post office. I have all the hope in the world for it. We will offer you a better customer service. I promise you that. You know, the future of postal services is parcels, not letters. Online shopping is increasing, and it's a worldwide phenomenon. We've now got exclusive agreements with Wish.com, with Mail Americas, and with ICE. That's a Chinese company. All of the parcels that are ordered from South Africa are delivered through the post office. These companies have full access to our internal tracking system, so they can see exactly what the service standard is, and they are happy with the service that we deliver. So I think, to an extent, it's an image problem. You know, I don't think the reality is always as bad as it seems to be. I know that we're running out of time, just the future quickly, we want to offer more government services, you know, bring government services to the people. Personally, I see no reason why the post office cannot deliver ID documents or handle applications for ID documents and passports. We have the technology for the application and the delivery. We are already a collection point for chronic medication from government clinics. And so, you know, we can really extend that and make government services available easily.
Johan, that is such a powerful and a positive note to end with, government services and taking on you know, IDs, et cetera, et cetera. Johan Kruger, Communications Manager at the South African Post Office. Johan, thank you so much for that enlightening, you know, just chatting about the Post Office and the way forward.